Trump sincerely wants to stop the war, and in my view, there is no deceit or falsehood in this, but he does not understand what kind of war this is. At first, he called it Biden's war. Now he says it's the war of Biden, Zelensky, and Putin. But most importantly, he understands that it's not his war. Still, he is involved in it. Moreover, various globalist circles, neocons, are pushing him to continue participating in this not his war, which will bring him nothing but trouble. That is why he genuinely wants to end this war, although he does not know how. And when he plunges into the issue, trying to understand who is fighting whom and why and what everyone's plans are beyond the propaganda, he encounters a picture entirely different from the narratives and forms in which the conflict is presented to him in the West. He realizes that the matter is very serious and that there truly are red lines which we, Russians, will never cross. Ukraine must be freed from the Nazi regime. It must become something else entirely. And until it fundamentally changes, the war will not end. But Trump wants the war to end as soon as possible and is under tremendous pressure from all sides, first and foremost from people who hate him. Macron, Starmer, the leadership of Canada, the newly elected Prime Minister Carney is just as liberal as Trudeau. Mertz, the same Democratic Party in the U.S., all the globalists, the deep state, they all want Trump to participate in this war, to escalate against Russia, and thus to help them strike a blow against their two main enemies, Putin and Trump himself. Of course, Trump cannot fail to understand this, but he is caught between a rock and a hard place. He wants to stop a war that, at this point, simply cannot be stopped. But he is not yet ready to agree to our terms because he has not yet ripened and has not fully figured things out. And under attack on all fronts, tariffs, domestic policy, every one of his decisions blocked by a judiciary that has turned into a Soros network, seeing that he's getting nowhere on any front, he lashes out at us. As a result, our leadership didn't dwell much on Trump's unpleasant, harsh, and undiplomatic remark about Russia, viewing it as a mere nervous outburst, and it seems that's exactly what it was.